Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
All right, let's dive right in. First up, the Middle East. Apparently, Israel struck an Iranian gas field, and get this, they reportedly coordinated with the US. Things are escalating fast.
Whoa, coordinated with the US? That's a huge move. I mean, we're talking about a direct military action, not just sanctions or something.
Exactly. And Iran's president is already warning of uncontrollable consequences if there are further attacks. Plus, there was an Iranian missile attack on a gas plant in Qatar, which supposedly caused a lot of damage.
Qatar too? So everyone's getting hit. Is this all connected, or are we seeing separate incidents piling up?
Hard to say for sure. But the NYT is reporting that the bombing of the Iranian gas field is making their already bad energy crisis even worse. And naturally, oil prices are climbing. This whole situation is like a powder keg.
It sounds like it. So, what's the US angle here? Why coordinate with Israel on this strike?
Well, the official line is probably something about preventing Iran from developing nuclear weapons or destabilizing the region. But the real reasons are always more complex, right? Geopolitics, energy security, all that stuff.
Definitely. Okay, switching gears. Next up, Trump's pick to replace Noem as DHS head is facing a confirmation hearing, and apparently, things are tense.
Yeah, this is a messy one. The guy's name is Mullen, and he's under scrutiny for everything from his temperament to accusations of stolen valor and his stance on ICE. Basically, everyone's throwing mud.
Stolen valor? Oh, wow. That's a serious accusation. What's that even about in this context?
Basically, whether he's exaggerating or misrepresenting his military service. It's a quick way to sink a political career.
No kidding. And what about the ICE stuff? Is he pushing for more aggressive enforcement or something?
From what I'm reading, seems like a hardline stance. Also, there's some mystery surrounding his super-secret travel. Senators are apparently curious.
Super-secret travel? Sounds like a spy movie. Okay, what's the next headline?
Moving on, a US intel official says Iran's regime is still intact, even with the recent conflict. But here's the kicker, they're refusing to discuss any talks Trump had about war with Iran.
Ooh, that's suspicious. Why the secrecy?
Exactly. It makes you wonder what kind of back-channel dealings were going on. Al Jazeera is reporting that the US intel chief, Gabbard, said Iran wasn't rebuilding enrichment capabilities before the war, which is interesting.
So, basically, she's saying the justification for the war might be shaky? This is getting complicated.
That's the implication, yeah. All right, last big story. Cesar Chavez is being accused of some pretty horrific stuff. Abuse, rape, the works. The LA Times did an investigation.
Whoa, Cesar Chavez? That's shocking. What's the reaction been?
Understandably, outrage. Lawmakers and community leaders are calling the allegations indefensible. Apparently, Dolores Huerta, his fellow leader, carried this horrifying secret for years. A lot of marches and events are being cancelled.
That's just devastating. It completely changes how you see someone like that, someone who's been so idealized.
Totally. And finally, Trump has temporarily waived the Jones Act amid rising fuel costs.
The Jones Act? Remind me what that is.
It's a century-old shipping law that basically restricts shipping between U.S. ports to U.S.-flagged vessels. Waiving it means foreign ships can transport oil and gas within the U.S., which could potentially lower prices.
Okay. So, Trump's hoping to ease the pain at the pump before, well, you know. Does it usually work?
That's the million-dollar question. Some experts say it'll have a minimal impact, others think it could provide some relief. NPR is asking if it will even work.
Okay, that's our daily dose of doom and gloom. Anything else before we wrap up?
Nope, that's the digest for today. A lot to chew on, as always.
Definitely. Well, thanks for breaking it all down.
You got it. Check back tomorrow for the next Situation Room Daily Digest.